Hello?
Is this thing on?
Are we in the hot box yet?
Hot box.
I think we're in the hot box now.
Good evening, everybody out there in internet radio wonderland.
Hi, guys.
Welcome to the hot box. Feel free to call in tonight if you want. 800-893-9562.
You know that by heart. That's really exciting.
She's back.
Where are you looking?
She looks right behind you.
Written super huge on the wall.
That's,
I was like, Mindy's
right,
so smart. I always have to read it from the piece of paper.
Mindy, you could have lied.
To read the website.
I know. Okay,
right
here.
Me.
You're probably already on this website, though, if you're listening. But
yeah.
SkidRowStudios.com.
Yeah.
Did you see how good I did?
Yeah, great. You did amazing.
Thank you.
Cassie, we are so glad you are back.
I really missed you guys last week. I almost died.
We had a wonderful guest, and she's excited to meet you.
I'm eating some of her delicious...
Her treats.
Tidings that she brought for us. I just ate a... What is it? A white chocolate-covered Twinkie?
Space Twinkie.
A space Twinkie that is heavily influenced by marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right now, this evening, she is doing a live comedy performance.
Yeah, so if you're not listening
to us. The Comedy Crush Show. If you're not here, you should be there.
Dirty Girl... DirtyGuitarGirl.com?
DirtyGuitarGirl.com.
Yeah, that's her. DirtyGuitarGirl.com. Find out where she's playing, and if you don't feel like listening to us... And you want to see a cute stoner girl play some songs on a guitar that are totally dirty, check her out. She's
don't
playing
sell
tonight.
Them too much on this.
Yeah, you should be listening to us, though, because you're already here. So just sit. Stay,
forget
stay
it. You guys
put.
Missed the show. It's probably really great. It's going on right now.
Amazing.
But.
Look for her in the future.
Yeah, she has
remember
been known
the
to play
future.
Venues.
You guys remember the future.
Future's bright.
Better remember the future.
Remember it. The future was so tight.
I remember so much.
I remember having to explain the plot of Back to the Future to somebody and being like, you know, you should just see the movie. It was one of my younger cousin's friends, and it was one of those things where she just kept saying, but why? But why? And I was like, you know what? If I have to explain the ins and outs of Back to the Future's plot, then you haven't been smoking enough weed, or you didn't grow up in the right time period, and you're gonna have to learn the Back to the Future plots on your own.
Last night I went to a little comedy show, and one of the guys he proposed the question: how did Marty McFly and Doc meet? It's like never addressed. You know, they go back in time and they're like, oh, he's like this cool guy in a band.
I thought it was because he was like trying to help him build the hovercraft.
And, yeah, but how?
Yeah, I guess
why
that doesn't
are they
start out.
This is like a really unlikely. I mean, I'm really glad that they're friends. It's a beautiful thing, but I'd love to, maybe that can be some kind of prequel.
Yeah. Cruising for your mad scientist. Yeah.
It's a really good idea.
Yeah,
that's copyrighted.
You're like, missed connections. You were a mad scientist. You had some plutonium.
Back
I was
to the
a young,
past.
Young, influential person. Yeah.
Yeah, so don't steal that idea.
And don't remake millions. It either, because now.
No.
I'm afraid they keep doing it. They keep remaking movies that I love. And
the thing that's wrong with the remakes is if you're going to remake a movie, you need to remake it into a musical. That is the only way to take a story and up it a notch and make it even more epic.
So like The Color Purple, the musical.
Yeah.
You can remake
the future,
that.
The musical.
The musical.
Or like, yeah, I guess.
I really hate musicals.
Star Wars,
though.
The musical.
That would be cool.
Star Wars,
the musical.
That?
That's a really good idea.
Why'd you slice off my hand?
We're in the wrong business. We need to get in the pictures, ladies.
Yeah.
This is
in
Hollywood.
The pictures, the talkies.
We're going to start making movies.
Yeah. We should start making some movies.
We're going to have a YouTube and make some web commercials for you all. So you can see us smoking weed and not just hear us.
Yeah. Because maybe you think we're all talk because we're on a talk radio show. But we're all smoke too. We're all action.
I've been faking it this whole time. So, sorry, guys.
Yeah, you have. She faked it. And
it's
then
not real.
Now she.
None of this is real.
Yeah.
I'm not even here right now.
You've all been sucked in. It's by proxy, Cassie.
It's pretty exciting. So is anyone going to call us? Look at this. I'm going to read the phone number to you guys right now.
Yes.
1-800-893-9562.
She got it.
That's first the phone try. Number. Give us a call.
Yeah, and
so
if you...
this week, I was just going to mention that we're doing things a little differently. We're going to get wasted. I don't know how wasted, but...
I forgot.
We brought quite a few beers in here.
Reach for it.
I'm drinking on the show for the first time. This is our 8th episode.
There it is.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. And we're also enjoying Bazookies, which are weed/brownie cookies.
It's a bazooki, ladies
cookies.
And gentlemen.
My God, those look delicious. I should save myself for a bite of those. I've got this Twinkie thing happening over here. That's pretty exciting, though.
If you want to take home your bazooki.
Here, take it.
Cherish
no,
it.
No,
don't do the limit. One more time.
It can be a romantic
moment. At least take
moment.
A bite out of it. Or take another bite out of your Twinkie.
Give me one of these.
Go Cassie.
Basically, I'm just going to push treats on you from now on. I think that's going to be our special.
You know what? You don't like eat it. Enough, Cassie.
I'm like surrounded by buffalo Pringles.
She has a cylinder of Pringles with a picture of fucking dynamite on them. I think she's eating enough.
I was definitely, I took a long time choosing these Pringles too, because let me tell you, there's a lot of new flavors on the market. This one, extreme test your taste buds. It has like a little hot meter on it.
So basically, if you cram like a whole like deck of cards size amount into your mouth, you're going to be shitting blood or... Oh, no, I can see there's a little thermometer. It just goes up to right above chili ass and right below shitting blood. So,
yeah, it looks good for me.
Yeah, I think that you found the right place to be.
It does look like the thing on the top's kind of shitting, right?
Yeah, it looks like it's dynamite.
The Tapatio's like diarrhea.
Oh, I thought it was a stick of dynamite. All I know is that there's way too many
choices.
There
should be dynamite on here. That would actually make perfect sense. Blasting buffalo wings. I should have got, you know what? The pizza, classic pizza, still my favorite.
Ew.
You don't like that one?
But that is a good Pringle.
The pizza flavored Pringles? No.
I love those ones.
They just make me want pizza and sad that I'm just eating Pringles.
Yeah, pizza's pretty bomb. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite Pringle, Mindy?
I think I would go with the pizza one.
All
I'm
right.
a pizza person.
I got sick on Pringles when I was a little kid, and I couldn't eat them since then.
Like, did you eat a whole full canister?
Yeah, I ate a whole canister and then puked up Pringles.
What flavor?
Well, I'm old, so they had, like, regular.
Three flavors.
Classic.
Regular. But, yeah.
You know, do you ever eat, like, multiple at a time, Jeremy? Were you doing that?
Yeah, I do that.
I'm gonna take a stack of Pringles, shove them in your fucking pie hole at the same time.
Yeah. You know what?
That's what I do.
It's really sad when you get to the bottom of Pringles and you're all alone watching cable TV and you look at the can and you just picture it inside of you, all these chips.
But the can or the chips?
Well, like, the chips are exactly as big as the can. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you're like looking at this huge canister.
Yeah.
That base, all those chips are within you, deep inside.
Deep down inside. And all you have is an empty can. Yeah. Well, as long as you're... I was going to say, if you wanted to, you could hang on to them and, you know, craft them into little friends of yours and just stack them around your house and be like, I remember you.
I'm gonna collect all these limited...
I watched Showgirls on cable and I ate you. That was a rough day. It turned into such a great day.
It's the perfect Pringles movie.
No,
I could
totally.
Definitely burn through a can watching Showgirls.
Yeah, yeah. No, Showgirls, and there's a few movies where I will literally stop what I'm doing if I'm around a TV and it happens to be on. And I don't have cable at home, but I mean anywhere that you might be.
Yeah.
All of a sudden I'm like, wait, I want to see this. And it's like I've seen that movie. Probably like 40 times.
It's too good.
Yeah. Big Lebowski for me.
Big Lebowski's another one. That one's on cable
a
lot.
Watch it. And Indiana Jones, Temple of Doom.
I love Indiana Jones too.
Me too.
Temple of Doom, that's a good one.
When I don't know about that last
grade,
one.
In first grade, I named myself Mindiana Jones, and no one calls me it but myself. But
well,
that's
a really
right.
good. I'll try and remember.
You know,
I'll write it down next to the
imaginary.
Phone number.
I know about it because when you make videos, it's always under Mindiana Jones.
Yeah.
But,
I think I've had like two people call me that, and they were people that probably assumed people called me that because they always see things posted as Mindiana Jones, and then it just weirded me out. Like, why are you calling me what?
It's good that it's working.
I'd say from now on, I'm going to try my hardest to at least... Ooh, you know what I'll do? Because you're just, you're always going to be Mindy to me.
Yeah,
I mean,
and that's
how,
all
when
I'm
you're introduced
Mindy.
As Mindy, you're Mindy. It's the first name I ever heard. But what I can do, I'll do you a solid. And every time I talk about you or introduce you to anybody that doesn't know you yet, you're just Mindiana Jones. Let's get it cracking. Come on. Right. You want this nickname to stick? Let's do this.
All you listeners. And I'm going to carry it around because guns are illegal, but I don't see any laws about whips.
No. You can definitely get away with it. You should start on Halloween.
Yeah, have it on Halloween, and then it'll just be a weird, it'd almost be like, I decided to have a parrot, or I decided to have, like, a tiny, tiny dog in a fanny pack that I carry around. You'll just have a whip, and just start on Halloween.
Debut the look on Halloween, and then just don't take it off.
Oh, man.
Because if you actually do it a few days before, because that way it's like...
Warm it up.
Yeah, warm
it's
it
authentic.
Up. Yeah, ease it in. You got to ease it in. And then after Halloween... Hang on to the whip.
Wait, cargo shorts and a brown button.
Too far.
I'll dress like I work at the zoo.
Yeah.
It better be a sexy zoo because I've seen some of those.
Harrison Ford is hot as hell, especially in Indiana Jones.
I think I agree a little bit.
He's like Indiana Jones. Dad hot. You know what I mean?
I do know what dad hot means, but to me, he looks like a floppy penis face, and he always has.
Floppy penis.
Literally,
face.
He has one of those.
Harrison Ford,
he's
all
like
crazy?
Face and like, ugh, like he just, yeah, like, I don't think he's sexy, but I'm also, I think Chevy Chase, a young Chevy Chase is really sexy, so I'm nobody.
My
to
mom
talk
loves Chevy
about.
Chase.
Who's hot from the 70s and who's not, because I have terrible taste.
That's my mom's celebrity crush, is Chevy Chase.
I used to watch Three Amigos when I was younger and just be like riveted.
He has the dimples and the smile, doesn't he?
My mom loves him.
It's hard for me to watch Community for that reason, because I still remember him as Fletch.
Yeah.
So it's always going to be difficult for me to get
I'm
past
like
that.
A big Vacation girl myself.
Christmas Vacation and
we
the
watched,
first
my
vacation.
Family watched that every year.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear the Chevy Chase bitching out Dan Harmon, the producer for Community?
Oh yeah, no, totally.
He's a jerk.
He's a documented jerk.
Oh man,
I don't care because it's not like I'm gonna go chase him down. And if I did, chase Chevy down. Because if I did, I'd be like, I'm your biggest fan. And da, da, da. He'd probably be like, yeah, blow me or whatever.
We actually had that recording like a month before it was released, because Vince from the More Music Radio Pod is friends with guys that work on that set.
So you heard breaking news that he was being an asshole.
We
to
had
Dan
the recording
Harmon.
Here.
Damn.
And did we play it?
We played it on the More Music Radio Pod, yeah. Mm. It's really funny.
Yeah, actually, to be honest, I kind of like all of those meltdown, like celebrity
that
meltdowns
crowd.
That are recorded. Like the Christian Bale one's really, really funny. And the one... Bill O'Reilly, where he just keeps like being like, we'll do it live, fuck it, like it freaks out. I actually really love that when they lose their shit and it's documented.
Could you do me a solid, have you guys ever seen that YouTube video, that newscaster that's just talking normal?
Oh, and then she falls down?
She like has a stroke and starts saying all that weird stuff. Can you pull that up?
If you can find
if
it,
you can find that,
it. Pretty much
I was
it has
just
to
thinking,
be like,
I think it's funny
crazy.
Even just with the audio, because she just kind of goes off.
She almost kind of gets like
you've seen
speaking
that.
Another language. Oh, no, yeah, totally.
She's speaking in tongues.
I'm riveted about that kind of stuff. Like, it's just like, aww.
It's sad, but it's really funny. I mean, I'm not kidding. I mean,
no,
I felt a little bad,
hilarious.
But I watched it like 40 times and it is really funny. And she's fine. Mm-hmm. They took her to the hospital. I don't know.
Her brain's okay.
Yeah. Everyone's eating all these treats. I'm
yeah,
like,
sorry our radio
stuffing,
show is just like us
face.
Eating out
us
there.
Eating. You know, it's really difficult though, because we're all working women.
And backstage coverage we're seeing for the very first time, Saree.
Well, a very, very heavy vertation tonight. We had a very Darrison fight. Let's go ahead, Terrace Chase English for the bit. They had the pet.
Totally. I've actually thought that before.
Girl, I feel you.
That was right from the Staples set.
And she's like, Terrence Blair, there. Like,
so that's
I
news
love it.
I get it. I understand.
Yeah. I've been there before. I know where you're coming
this
from.
This news, it's all crazy.
Yeah.
Who cares?
It's pretty cool.
Just say what you want.
Yay.
Excuse me.
Well, it's not just us here today. We have a guest.
Oh my gosh, that's right. We have a guest. This is pretty exciting.
His name is Jason Patrick Brown. A handful of you may know him as my former roommate. A handful of you may know him from his acting career. A handful of you may know him because he's your kickboxing instructor.
Yeah, so think about that when we're introducing our... Give him a hand, because a handful of you might know him.
There's a camera if you really want to check him out. Yeah, there'll be video.
If you don't believe he's here.
So if you're listening to SkidRowStudios.com, you can go to the Ustream and watch, or Ustream. I'm trying to talk like the news lady.
I like that.
Ustream.
Just, Jeremy, if you could pat his turn.
And we're
impression.
Bringing him in now. In the meantime, listen to some lovely music. Brother, she's my sister. If you live in Boston, they're playing somewhere in your hometown right now.
So
they're
just go find
them. I
this
like
very
that band.
Second.
They have a girl that is tap dancing on the drums. She's really talented and just a really cool girl too. So
I think that's pretty adorable. I can totally picture it. I'm glad you told me at the beginning of the song so I could picture it the whole time.
Yeah. There's a sweet video on YouTube. I suggest you check it out if you enjoyed that. I'm going to try really hard to bring him on the show. as well as the Melvins who we were just talking about. That's our new mission.
We got real heated during the break.
We have a Melvins mission,
Melvins, if you're out there, this is Mindy. I work at Bandigo.
Mindy works at a place.
I've talked to you twice. You were really nice.
That rents vans to bands.
I do.
And she has rented a van to the Melvins.
And they're playing in L.A. on New Year's Eve.
And they're playing in L.A. right now at Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
That's tonight?
I'm plugging you,
is it
Melvins.
Is it tonight right now?
It is. Isn't it the 23rd? Either tonight or tomorrow, but I think it's tonight.
I do know that the Toadies and Helmet are playing tonight at the House of Blues. And when I found that out, I was like, why does it have to be a Tuesday?
House of Blues? Interesting.
Yeah, and I would totally see Toadies or Helmet play, but not on a Tuesday night. I got commitments.
Yeah.
I wish they would have factored that in because I would have loved to see them. I had no idea they were even playing. So basically what I'm saying is that coming here on Tuesday is more important than any show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you're not here, you should be at the Melvins or at Allison's show, or if you're in Boston, you should be at He's My Brother, She's My Sister.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool things to be doing, but this
but
is
if you're
listening
here
to
now,
us is definitely
we got
the coolest.
Jason Patrick Brown in the studio.
Oh my gosh, that's pretty exciting.
We brought him in.
Hey guys.
Yes,
Jason's here. That was Jason, you guys.
What up?
Welcome to the Hot Box.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, cheers. Thank you.
Cheers.
Yes, I have nothing to cheers with.
It's all right.
Wait,
I am cheersless. Oh. This is wrong.
Well, you know what?
Do you want to do?
Yeah, no, here. Do you want one?
Awesome. Tecate.
Tecate.
We got him in on the Tecate party.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
L.A.
The Tecate of mi padre. Here on the Hot Box.
Jason is here because he is my old roommate.
Yep.
I would like to give him props for probably being the most laid-back roommate I've ever lived with.
Likewise, amigo.
Aw, thank you.
And that's rare in L.A.
Was it just you two?
Nope. No, it's when I initially moved in, he didn't know I was a roommate.
I moved from
Iowa to California, and my friend Danny, who owned the apartment, told me it was cool. And then right before I get to LA, he's like, oh, not all my roommates know yet. So right now you're just visiting. And then I was sleeping on the floor. He was on the couch, and Kintaro was on the couch.
Oh, mercy. Yeah, Kintaro. Yeah. Oh, man, that was classic.
So there's three.
One girl, one living room.
Wow.
Don't even get me started on that. Who is that? Remember who was the other guy that lived there as well?
Brandon,
there we go. Yeah, when he lived there too. So it was like, how many of us? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people.
One bathroom.
one bathroom.
And one actual just bedroom.
Who will win?
None of us got the bedroom. That was P. Danny.
So there was this one dude in the bedroom and then like 8 people in the living room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Total power struggle.
And the one dude with the bedroom would constantly take on couch surfers, so we would have a continuous, unpredictable, random stream. You'd come home, and there'd be a dude sitting on the couch, and he'd be like, oh, I'm from Germany. I'm here for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And he said, I could sit here.
Hello, my name is George. I'm from Sweden. Like, who are you?
Bare feet on your pillow. I hope that's okay.
Once me and my boyfriend came to the apartment, there was no one home. Jason wasn't home. Danny wasn't home. There was like one light on the kitchen on, which wasn't anything you'd suspect is weird. So we go into my room, which was the dining room with sheet wall.
it was curtained.
Jason lived on the other side of the sheet wall, and we're just chilling.
We were renting out walls.
I think
great.
We probably smoked a bowl. I think the idea of some romance time might have crossed our minds, because when you have all these roommates, rarely do you have the place alone.
Any alone time at all.
That's when it's just tug job central.
There was a dude on the couch on the other side of the sheet wall for like 20 minutes and I didn't know.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I guess. But what's worse is if he would have been quiet and let you guys continue on your...
Quiet.
But be quiet. But then, if she didn't know he was there, that's true. Actually, you know what? Yeah,
he's
once
quiet
it's over.
Until we're doing it, and then you hear like the whacking noises, and then stop. Like, wait, what? Is that you?
So he wasn't trying to clear his throat to be like, stop. He was. You think he just actually had to clear his throat?
I don't know. I don't know how creepy he was. We didn't really.
Yeah, it's hard to tell how creepy somebody is between a sheet wall.
Oh, no, don't worry, you guys carry on. I'll just stand here and watch.
I'm just gonna be shuffling this. Like, I'm gonna be shuffling this deck of cards.
Oh,
really exciting. How long did y'all live there?
I think too I lived long. There 2 years. You lived there longer than me.
Too long. Let me tell you something.
I think he lived through more of the insanity than
Pretty close to 4 years. And 4 years is a very, very, very long time to be living with somebody that you can't stand.
Yeah. Oh, but you're on a greener pastures now. You seem like you're doing great, right?
Yeah, it's great. On? Like, what's I live with on? 2-3 cool cats, you know, live up there in Studio City. So we rent out an apartment up there. That's pretty sweet. You know, and we're all just cool, like-minded people.
That's sweet.
So we're all in the same profession. We're all, like, pretty much for the same cause.
The sitcom writes itself.
Oh, man, it's great.
It's a positive environment. Yeah, like, everyone's, like, working towards the same goal. So no one has any reason to be down on anyone else.
Yep. 4 people and a Great Dane. It's great. Oh, man.
A Great Dane.
Awesome. You do not. Whoa. There's a Great
Dane
there.
Totally chill out.
4
dog.
People and
you
a Great Dane.
You should invite Manny and I over to hang out.
Hell yeah. I was just talking about
Manny's going to put a saddle on that Great Dane and ride it around Studio man. City.
No, the dog, she's totally chill. Super, super
That's
chill.
That's nice.
Dog.
A dog makes any place better. Like, I literally, like, I feel like with my pup, like, I've gotten through, like, times where I've been like, oh, this is a shitty day. And then your dog comes over and like lays near you and you're like, you know what? You're right. I don't know why I was so sad. I don't know what was making me so angry. You're right. Everything's just relaxed.
Absolutely.
I miss animal interaction. I don't have any pets, but I like pet a lot of stray cats outside. Honestly, I feed them turkey meat to make them love me. And then I pet them.
And then they all have kitty cat wars on your front porch.
There's cat beef going on before I even got there. These cats have issues, but you know what? I only have a couple buds, but I really like them a lot.
Yeah. Just the fact that you even know. Or you're like, there's cat beef, okay? These are not safe
there's
streets.
There's a turf war going on here.
Like, you get the cat gossip. Oh, you know what's up in the neighborhood.
I watch them out the window. I know who's hot, who's not.
It's terrifying.
Who's got a home, who doesn't.
That makes me think of that older episode of South Park where Cartman's cat gets into the catnip and it's like a cat orgy.
Oh, yeah,
It's probably one of my favorite South Park episodes.
I've never
classic.
Seen it.
It's the one where... What is it? Stan's big sister, Shelly, babysits Cartman, and she brings her boyfriend, Skyler, over. And it's basically just one of the best episodes. Wicked Wild. But
it was classic.
But there's a cat orgy in it. I'm already kind of freaked out by cats, so.
You don't like, that's right, no, you're not, a real dog person.
It's not that I don't like them, it's just that I don't know where their mind is.
Yeah,
I'm super allergic, and it's just like any cat that I've ever had around me, like family cats or friends with cats, it's always like, oh yeah, she scratches, she attacks, and you're like, that's terrifying. That cat was under a bed. I didn't even know you had a cat. I could smell it, but I had no idea, and now my ankle is completely like slashed to shit. I've only known little wild cats. I've never known anybody that just has a cat that's like, I just want to be a fat cat that's cuddly and nice. Yeah.
Me and Jason had Neptune.
Neptune
I never got to
cute.
Meet Neptune.
Oh, she was so laid back. She was like a stoner kitty.
Yeah, see, that's
and she was really vocal. She talked a lot.
Like, yes,
she had
yes, she did.
Expressive meows. Like if she was irritated, like.
Oh, yeah.
So she was like you.
You
have expressive meows.
If only you could see Mindy's face right now. It's very angry.
Yeah.
She's been angry this whole time.
Yeah.
I'll never forget though when the one time when I was just lying there listening to my iPod and everything because I had like these sort of positive energy affirmations on my iPod. I was sitting there listening to them and, you know, Neptune was sitting beside me. And I was just sitting there, and I'm hearing the music, the soft music, like da dee, dee, and it's like, I am a positive magnet for wealth and prosperity. And I'm just like listening to this stuff. All of a sudden, I hear it go out. I open my eyes. I look down, and Neptune just ripped apart my headphones. So I'm like, come on, really? Oh. Why did you do? Oh,
it's because Neptune was trying to tell you that you can make your own affirmations.
Exactly.
Do you really listen to affirmations, like? Or was it just a thing you were doing at the time?
Like, explain what that is.
Yeah, do you download like just people telling you gentle things with gentle music in the background?
All the time, absolutely.
That's awesome.
I didn't even know you could do that.
At the time,
can we record our own?
Right, because I remember I had them a long time ago, and I still had them, the CDs and stuff. And I said to myself, okay, let me just put this on my iPod and stuff. And sometimes I needed them. And then I learned how to just do that to myself.
You know? Some people have negative thought, like negative self thought processes. Mm-hmm. I can be one of those people where I'm always like, man, I suck. I'm horrible at drums. Why do I suck so much? How did I get so shitty? So if you can't change your thought patterns on your own, it helps to have something like that to help you get into the habit. And then once you're in the habit,
It's like meditation, kind of.
Yeah. Oh, it is. Absolutely. And you have to keep, you have to practice it too, because if you get out of practice and you quit doing it for a few days, then the negative stuff.
Yeah. Comes back. And it's really difficult, especially when you consider certain circumstances that you're in. I mean, 2009 was a year I would never wish on my worst enemy, and it was really, 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 really hard to stay positive. Yeah. Like there are many, many times where I just wanted to just, I literally just felt like taking a walk across the freeway.
Ah!
Right? Like it was really that bad. You know what I mean?
So affirmations helped.
It did help. And then, you know, obviously you have good friends, you know, good peeps around you to help you pull you out of that.
You always did project positivity. Like very rarely could I sense that you were having a bad time or in a bad mood.
Well, and you're a Leo too, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is,
we are taking over.
You can't, you can't, yeah.
Yes!
Yeah, you can't, you can't suck into yourself if you're a Leo.
Mm-hmm. But it is difficult to tell.
But you also do desperately need, when you're not feeling too great, you just really need someone to be like, even to have someone to be like, hey, is that a new shirt? Yeah. You wash your hair today? You shave your mustache? Or I don't know what you need.
Yeah.
But sometimes that'll literally kind of get a Leo out of a funk.
My roommate's a lot like that. She's a Leo.
I wish I wasn't, but I fucking am. If I'm in a bad, sad time,
Oh, yeah.
I can totally see me being an affirmation person.
It's just like, let's go fishing for compliments. Oh, we got a big one. Oh, it's a fighter.
Terrible.
You know?
I was going to say,
2009, that's the year I met you, because that's the year I moved out here.
Yeah. But, that was a good point. I mean, it was, even though, like I said, I'm saying right now.
Yeah.
I'm saying at this very minute. It was just weird because I remember just coming home, one time and then just seeing this, who is this gigantic Amazon woman? What the fuck?
You guys didn't know.
Hi. I'm like,
yeah, and
Manny is 7'6".
Manny wouldn't let me bring my clothes in the apartment either. So I technically lived out of my car for the first 3 weeks.
He wouldn't let you bring your clothes in?
Yeah, because he didn't want to tell Jason and other roommates that I moved there. Yeah.
That's funny. So you were just they thought.
But when I was because PDA was like, I always have an open door policy. So when I hit him up, I was like, hey, can I move in with you? He's like, yeah, that's totally cool. Yeah.
She's like, okay, so I'm going to move across country to do that.
Oh, my
okay,
God.
So I'm How did you know all this my guy? Musical equipment.
Exactly.
He's from Sioux City. Oh. I was friends with him in high school and
How did you meet him?
Craigslist.
Craigslist.
It was 2008. And it was around the time where I said, wow, everything that I underestimated about LA was true. So I better start saving up for a job. And then all of a sudden, recession. And then next thing you know, sorry, we don't need you at the job anymore. And I was like, oh, boy. And then, then the other people that I was staying with at the time, they started to get flaky. And they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to have to give you your 30 days notice and blah, 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 blah. So I had no choice. I had no job. I didn't know anybody at all. So it was like, okay. Last resort, go on Craigslist, try to find some place fast so I can get out of here. His was there. It was cheap. I was like, okay, fine.
And now
you met Mindy.
You met Mindy. Yeah. Out of all of it, Mindy.
Good.
Mini silver lining over here.
Oh, for sure.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
And likewise.
One thing I was going to say, when I met Jason, he did not smoke marijuana.
Nope. Oh, yeah. This is exciting. I heard about it.
I even remember coming over there and it was like
I have
of
witnessed
his time
transition.
Smoking.
I don't even call it marijuana anymore.
Weed, the smoke.
Mm-hmm. Pot. Grass.
I was afraid to smoke in my own apartment because I didn't know if my roommates would be angry or...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, your little sheet box? Hot box, the sheet room?
I did. That sheet room got hot boxed hell.
Yeah, I remember coming over and smoking a couple of times.
Include us?
Yeah, we should
play Include Us.
Dude, I have looked for Include Us on many different things, like a bunch
of times. Nowhere.
She has this VHS tape, man, from most, like, it's the late 80s, early 90s. It's called Include Us. You were there when we watched it, but you might have been like already too stoned to shit.
I think it might have been passed out, you were still pretty
brand new.
Yeah.
But it's basically like one of those, like, when kids like do like song and dance routines, like, remember they had those in like the late 80s, early 90s, like where it would be like,
it was to encourage other children to include
others.
Oh, everybody.
Yeah, and so it was like this multi-culti cast of little kids. Some of them have like cerebral palsy.
And they were basically
Down syndrome, and they're all being led by like some old man who's dressed kind of like a clown.
There's a boner. There's a guy that jumps into a pool of kids with a half mask.
Wait, is the boner part of the movie, or is that just the incidental boner? He's a magician, and he's singing
the song called "Can't Is a Dirty Word." Can't is a nerdy word.
Do you still have this heavy tape?
It is the most heavy.
It's only on VHS.
Okay, it was filmed. It was filmed in the Valley.
Oh my God! Of course, it was filmed down the street from my house
from a production company based out of Sioux City, Iowa.
So it was like your destiny.
And for some reason, like, my cousin got it in the mail. Like, but it's really rare. I can't find it.
Is your cousin like a nerd that's left out? And someone was trying to
subscribe to a lot of newsletters.
First grade or something.
Well, yeah, maybe, you know, it was probably a teacher that was like, you know what?
I think it's secret, like, undercover. Like, they were trying to make it just for perverts because it's just so horrible.
Yeah, the dude jumps out of the pool. Well, no, it's not real pervy because we're the age we are now.
Just like pretty much like.
Like, the dude jumps out of the pool and he has the kind of pleated khakis.
Oh, yeah. He's got this Rainbow George type of look going on.
He's in a Speedo.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
There's a guy in a Speedo with a half mask pretending to be a musician or magician, jumps into the pool.
Cool, with a bunch of kids.
Mm-hmm. Like, and there's like songs like Everyone's Different and...
It'd be funny if this. Okay, here's an idea.
We should play it live on the air. It's really.
We have to get a
People
VCR
have had panic attacks. When I went to a Christian college, I didn't go to the college, but I played in their band because they needed awesome drummers like me.
Mm-hmm. They had to hire the devil's children to make their band cool.
Me from the evil community college.
Yeah, exactly.
I went on their band trip for free because I did not pay the Christian college tuition. But
nice.
You know.
I put it in on the VCR and it lasted
like 2 minutes on the bus, and everyone was like, no, get this away.
Yeah, nobody likes that kind of shit. I've totally tried to play some next level. Like, you have to see this YouTube video, or you have to see this movie that I got, and I'll have somebody be like, I'm not down. And you're like, all right, you're right. This might have been too.
Sounds pretty amazing.
Yeah, too inappropriate. Mm.
I think this guy is a perv who's trying to pick up on kids, and so he made the movie, and he's like, "Include us, check me out. It's my tape." Sends it to kids.
My tape.
Then so he goes to the playground. He's giving the kids the tape, and then he's like, "What's up?" And she's all, "Oh, I know you from the movies."
And she's all,
and he's all.
It's okay. I know you too.
But I think that worked. I mean, I'm just throwing this idea out there for any pervs listening. Like, it's a pretty good move.
Oh, I always thought a creepy idea for a movie would be you open with a bunch of kids of various ages from like 12 to, or like maybe younger, like 10 to like 17. And they're all like basically being held against their will, and they're in like one of those like utility type vans.
Is this an idea for a porno?
No, for a scary movie.
Okay.
So they're all in the van, and they have no idea how they got there. They all got conked in the head. They pull up to a warehouse, and they're in this like, you know, panel sided truck, so they can't see outside. They get in, and it's basically like this jilted old like creepy ass children's TV producer who wants to like make his last big awesome show. Mm-hmm. But he's like going to hold these kids against their will because they're all from like foster homes and like, you know, runaways and stuff. And so he's like, yeah, like you're all going to do it. And I think it'd be a great horror movie.
That's pretty scary.
If I actually ever wrote anything down, it would be a really good horror movie.
Nice.
I'm scared just thinking about it.
Yeah. Are you kind of terrified? Are you glad you're not a teenager anymore?
I wish I was a teenager. I hate myself.
Oh, man.
No, I'm just kidding. But
now
I wish
you
I could go.
Thinking about that.
I wish I could go back knowing what I know now.
It's this other thing about this. I was just backtracking into, I was just thinking about like the time, you know, like first getting high, being first introduced to weed and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Oh man, that was nuts. That's right.
Okay, let's hear about this.
Because it kind of seemed like you weren't, like you were against it before you smoked when I first met you.
Well, yeah, I was totally one of those people who was just completely ignorant. I thought weed made you stupid and stuff. I thought weed was dangerous. I bought into all that bullshit that they were feeding me. And then, once I met you, and then, you know, you gave me all these documentaries to look at and essays to read and so on and so forth. And I started educating myself even further and doing the research and stuff. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, wait, why is this stuff illegal?
Yeah.
So then I did other research as well, you know, in other sense of the word.
Yeah.
Right? Well, I mean, and I was just like, yeah.
You were half correct. It does make you stupid. Stupid.
Like, fresh. Stupid.
I know what you mean. It's one of those things where if you weren't brought up around it, mm-hmm. or you don't have any friends that actively are smoking and you live kind of an active lifestyle or just a different lifestyle, mm-hmm. you can't get your head past the fact that, yeah, actually a lot of people smoke weed, and especially in LA, especially in Southern California.
Oh, yeah.
Actually California in general, but it is something that, like, I even have family members where never touched it, never wanted to, and they're mm-hmm. my age. Like, I have cousins that, like, it wouldn't even really, like, come into their heads just because they're like, no, I mean, because they'd have to find it on their own. They obviously don't hang out with people that smoke.
Exactly.
But once you start smoking.
Yeah, then you realize it. It's just like, oh, this isn't so bad.
All the possibilities.
I'm happy. I'm more motivated to do more stuff. I'm hungry at times, and it.
Yeah. Hungry.
And that's always like a good night's sleep.
Medicine, it's like, that can be a really good thing, the hunger, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Mm.
It's a great medicine for so many things, and it's a natural medicine, and that always bums me out that people don't know it because the information is not readily available.
Yeah,
because
the bigwig corporations.
Do you guys remember that?
They're afraid because they feel threatened because. The natural stuff is working way better than their shit.
Yeah.
And they want to shut it down. And
they don't want to lose
profits.
It's ridiculous.
And they can't figure out a way to make money off of it yet. So.
Exactly.
But anyone can grow weed.
Do you remember that commercial where those kids are at the drive-thru and they're like chatting and then the scene happens three times. Mm-hmm. So one time they're chatting, they get their burgers and they drive off. The second time they're chatting, they get their burgers, they drive off. Everything's cool. Third time, they get their burgers and they hit a little girl on a tricycle that's riding by the drive-thru and they kill her.
Yeah.
Did you guys never saw that one?
Maybe
that was like Seattle. No. You've seen that one?
I've seen that one.
Is that one of those don't, you're smoking weed.
Yeah, like they...
Sometimes you're not one of those.
Yeah, the idea is that the kids were stoned buying cheeseburgers... Like all dumb stoners do, and then they kill the child.
Not fat people, which we have in droves. But
dude,
you know.
I will tell you right now. I mean, I'm not necessarily like a lean human in any way, but like when I say fat people, I mean the people that they're in a drive-thru. This actually happened to me like maybe like 2 months ago. I was just riding down the street, and a chick pulled out of the drive-thru so fast with her food. That she literally almost ran me over and hit the girls on the sidewalk and the car on the other side of me.
And that was just because she was eating.
Oh, she was teaching that Egg McMuff such a lesson.
Wow.
Like it was obscene, and we all kind of looked at her like I kind of had to skid out and do like the fishtaily thing. The car kept driving and the girls were like, and like freaked out. Because she literally like, she just like ripped out of there, and it was like, lady, like I get that you're having like some kind of crisis of faith. You might have already had like a croissant sandwich today, and now it's on to the Egg McMuff. But
I eat and drive. I love it.
I love eating and driving. If I had a car right now, I would be eating and driving on the regs, but I don't.
But we're intelligent people that
we're not trying to hurt
actually, you know, focus and consider other people, you know.
Yeah,
when I drive, I'm not like, oh man, this burger.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're being polite to other people and considering them. Oh, that is so not LA.
No, I do love eating, but you can't eat everything and drive.
Yeah. But like, I couldn't sit there with a plate of fried rice and shrimp.
Fried rice, yeah. You can't eat a lot of like a lot of Asian delicacies on the road. You know, spring rolls.
It's mostly spring rolls, sandwiches, tacos, burgers,
chow mein. That would be good to eat.
If you try to drive and eat a baked potato, you probably are gonna sideswipe.
Unless you're just shoving the entire baked potato and trying to eat it like a burrito.
It's a good idea. They sell those at Wendy's too, so you could get one in a drive-thru.
It was a Wendy's baked potato. You tried eating with a fork. I was driving.
I was eating
with a fork, and I secretly
killed
somebody. While you're eating the baked potato?
Let's change the subject.
No, that's
while I was eating the baked potato.
That's really funny.
Do you remember the time when I let, this is for Jason, the time I let Kentaro drive my car, his only time driving a car in America, our Japanese roommate. Only time driving a car in America, and he knocked off my rearview mirror side mirror.
I'm sitting there in the back seat. I'm like, Mindy, this is a shit idea. Mindy, this is a really shit idea. You know how I know it's a shit idea? Because I'm pretty damn sure it's a shit idea. Next thing you hear, and there goes the rearview mirror. Like, okay, stop the car,
please. He's like, sorry, Kentaro, your driving's up.
Before I start peeing through my ass, stop the car.
It was nice of you to let him try to drive, though.
Yeah.
He had one of the international licenses, and he was bummed because he never got to buy a car, and he was about to go back to Japan. He'd been here for a year.
Sweet.
And Target was a mile away. I thought he could do it.
We were going to Target?
Yeah, we went to Target. I remember.
You sure? Because I know we turned down that street. No, Target wasn't that way. Oh, wait. Oh,
yeah, you guys were doomed from the start.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, but you took him around the block.
Yeah, we were doomed from the start. And then we didn't even make it to Target. We made it like three blocks. And then let me drive.
I know which Target it is because
That's your Target.
That's actually, and it's not my Target necessarily. It's just that's my old area where these two girl and guy used to live. We're blaming the Tecate and the Brownie on
absolutely.
That.
It's your fault.
But I'm from the Burbank area, so your guys' old hood in NoHo that's my stomping ground.
Yep.
This is actually, I am one of those people that I only know LA when I come here. I could never try to give anybody directions.
Oh, yeah, like because you don't think you live in LA. Like, you don't say you do.
I say it to people that I know it doesn't, I'm not going to sit there and like say, I actually live in Northridge, but I'm from Burbank. Like, I don't do that to everybody, but like for people that know me, like, I'm not going to sit here and be like, I'm from LA because I don't live downtown around here to where, you know,
you're
like,
a Burbank gal coming down to the big city for the radio program.
A, right? Yeah, I come down from the valley and then,
you're a valley girl.
Well, I'm from Iowa, but when I moved here, I moved
North Hollywood.
My introduction LA was from the point of view of a valley girl.
Yeah. And I went to Valley for sure.
Well, and she worked with me and the other valley girls and valley guys.
Yeah, and it wasn't, none of the people I worked with were very Valley.
Not
Clueless Valley, at least.
Have you guys seen the movie Valley Girl?
Oh, yeah, totally.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Julie, like, totally, for sure.
Like, totally. No, my favorite is the chick that's one of her friends that's the voice of Tommy from Rugrats.
Yeah.
Who's that?
E.G. Daily.
Who is he?
She's one of the Valley Girl's friends.
Oh, the girl that fucks Tommy.
Yes,
and he's like, you're not a good friend.
Mm-hmm. I love her. She's great in everything. She's a hooker in Devil's
Tommy?
Rejects. Yeah, she's Tommy. She's
I love her. That's great.
What's her name? She's Dottie in Pee-wee's Great Adventure.
Yeah, I remember that. That's a classic.
She's great in everything she's in.
And I've seen her boobies, too, in Valley Girl. She shows her
straight
nips.
I think she shows her tits in Devil's Rejects, too. She's one
of
the hookers.
I've never seen that. That's cool.
The Rob Zombie, it's the House of 1,000 Corpses, sequel.
Jason, you're an actor. Would you show your tits in a movie?
I absolutely, well, if the money's right, I would absolutely show my teeth in the movie.
But Anderson works very hard to maintain a very tight and chiseled chest and tummy area.
Yeah, so you have no problem showing your...
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I guess they're called pecs. I'm sure
you could charge for the pecs.
Yeah.
You know. Jason could charge for the pecs.
Absolutely. It'll cost you.
Can we get some tickets to the gun show?
Yeah, can I start referring to you as lats and traps?
Whoa.
What up, lats? How you doing, man? You
know? I wanted to give him like one of those like flavor of love, like I love New York nicknames, you know, where he calls girls like kibbles and like she calls guys like smooth. I figured you could just be lats and traps.
Lats and traps. That's it.
I'm gonna call him lats and traps now.
That's right there. That's a testimony right away. I mean, a lot of people always say weed makes you unproductive and stuff like that. Let me tell you something. I am a fitness instructor, personal trainer, actor, martial artist, parkour enthusiast.
I want to talk about parkour really much.
Give me a break.
If that's
not being productive, I don't know what is. I mean, yeah, there are some areas where I want to be more productive, and I'm working on that, but come on.
You know? You're doing things.
You don't lose focus, you know.
Yeah.
It just enhances your life, and it gives you, you know.
Those who say, weed makes you stupid and unproductive, no. Weed does not make you stupid and unproductive.
Yeah.
Stupidity and unproductivity makes you stupid and unproductive. You were already that in the first place. So fix the shit or... kick rocks. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Can we talk about parkour a little bit?
Yeah. Sure.
I really want to know, like, where do you go to do this? I know what parkour is. Maybe you could explain in case someone doesn't know what it is.
Parkour is basically it's like a discipline like martial arts where you use your body to get through your environment all through all sorts of obstacles.
You see the world as an obstacle course.
Yeah. You know, you want to get from A to B as quickly and efficiently as you can. So never mind all the stuff that you see with all that daredevil shit on YouTube where it's like these guys doing flips and acrobats and stuff. That's free running, okay? I've always said free running is for functionality and parkour is... No, free running is for flashiness and parkour is for functionality, right? Because it's just basically using your body in whether it's a emergency situation or not to go move through your environment as quickly and efficiently as you can.
But don't you kind of have to like, okay, so you go to the park or something and you're trying to do parkour. Don't you have to, you have to like mentally create obstacles in a kind of a way, don't you? Or you're like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, when I train with these cats now, PKLA, we train like every Saturday morning, depending on the area and stuff. And we train in all sorts of different areas in LA. Like, it could be downtown LA, it could be Santa Monica, it could be.
But you're like,
UCLA.
I can't touch the ground.
Yeah. I can't touch the ground. Because parkour is not just jumping over things, it's also like running, climbing.
People do it up an alleyway.
Ninja stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right? There's
like
so
just
many
kind
different
of bounding
things.
And not really keeping your body in one place for too long.
Exactly.
It's
almost like
it incorporates gymnastics in a way, like tumbling.
Well, free running does.
Okay.
Free running does. And that's the difference because that's what involves more acrobatics and flips and all that other stuff. Parkour is just, once again, getting through.
Cassie wants to come with you guys one of these Saturday mornings.
I want to. Sure. You know what? I would die. But I
were you a climber when you were a little girl?
I was, but I have like...
You seem like you were.
I'm really clumsy now, though, and I'm too... I don't know.
You could get it back.
I think you'll be fine.
I don't think so.
I should actually picture you both of you girls being total climbers.
Climber.
I love climbing trees, too. And I liked climbing on rocks and stuff. In Hawaii,
I would love to go real rock climbing.
Me, too.
Really?
I want to go to Hawaii. I would love to go there and just... taking some volcano action.
I don't want to rock climb. I'm too scared.
And the thing about parkour
I don't want to repel
is
off shit, but I do. I would like to climb on things that I know I can just climb them and not have to like saw my arm off.
Yeah. 127 hours reference.
I'm all down for the rock climbing, the hiking, all of that shit. Exactly. I told you guys, I bought hiking shoes and everything. Super down. I don't want to strap my shit up and then rappel down stuff. Mm. Oh, my God.
It's almost over.
Well, Jason, do you have anything coming up as far as acting or anything that people should be on the lookout for?
Well, you can pretty much check me out on YouTube. I was in an episode of Operation Repo where I got to show my
Your pectorals?
A little bit of parkour skills. No, I wish I could show my pectorals. Damn. No, it's, if you're looking for it, just look on Operation Repo, Season 10, Episode 10. I'm there. And then
it's
I also have...
He gets from the first floor to the second floor, nice little hop-eating, hop-hop.
Sure. Ninja status.
Yeah, and
liquid
then check
swords.
Me out as well on an upcoming comedic web series, Zombie Team.
Oh, sweet, yeah.
So
are you a zombie?
Yeah, well, it deals with background zombies and stuff like that. Like background
zombies.
Actors playing zombies, so it's pretty hilarious. Yeah. You work with some cool peeps there.
And you guys, make sure you check us out next Tuesday because it's our Halloween spooktacular in the hot box.
And anything could happen. So
www.hotboxshow.com. We are there.
Oh, yeah, we have a website now.
We have a website.
About that.
Thank you for tuning in. I hope that you all will listen next week. Thank you.
Later, dudes.
Bye, babies.
And we let you and you know. And we love you, Judah. And Judah.